Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
Poodle, what do you think of the names Baby Chalk or Chocolate and Baby Pig?
How'd you fumble that twice?
What do you think of the names Chocolate and Baby Pig?
I could get on board with Chocolate, although there's no way to make a diminutive. I guess you could say Choco or Chocky.
La la, la la.
Baby Pig is lazy. And I'm not talking about the guinea pig. I'm talking about the name.
The name.
I feel like they didn't know what to name that last one. And they're like, oh, she's just a little baby. That's it, Baby Pig. We give up.
We give
up. That's what it says. I personally think with an exotic pet like a guinea pig, you have to work harder for a name. I guess you can phone in a dog or a cat's name. If you're going to name an iguana and a chinchilla, a guinea pig, I think you got to get creative.
I agree with that. I do. I agree. Yeah. It was, you know, I told the story about Chris and Moi, which was an Oklahoma story. I didn't mean it to be. And in the middle
of it.
Do we
need to tell it again?
No, but Wah did scream at me and say, we need to move on.
I love that.
But what the whole thing that was about is my friend had a guinea pig and it bit me. But the guinea pig's name was Princess Sharptooth. Had I known the name, I wouldn't have tried to pet the guinea pig. I should have asked the name.
Now that's a guinea pig name.
And that was named by an 8-year-old.
I think children can name pets well. I think my niece had a pet lizard for a while, and she wanted to call him Turdy.
Turdy?
Yes, because she was obsessed with poop for a while. And my sister-in-law had to say, you can't name him Turdy.
Is this your oldest niece?
Middle niece.
Only have one niece. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But now they just have the one dog, which is geriatric, and it's probably going to kick it anytime soon.
Probably happen when you're there over the holidays, which you're going soon. Are they excited? What What movie are you taking your nieces and nephew this year? Has your brother locked you in yet?
We're not going to the movies this year. I've said, I put an embargo on it.
Yeah, well, you probably tried to do it to say we're a SAG podcast and I can't support, but now the strike is over, so you can go.
I think what I'm going to do this year is take them to, we might go to like some kind of like arcade or something like that. I'd rather do that than go to a fucking movie where I have to sit down and watch some inane content like the fucking, the new Trolls movie, which I'd probably be dragged to. Every year, it's like Christmas is a nightmare because of some fucking Trolls sequel. Every fucking year.
Y'all,
as long as it's not Road Chip, that was the worst thing I've ever sat through.
I'm just trying to.
Alvin the Chipmunks Road Chip was the worst film I've seen a lot of bad movies.
You have.
Intentionally bad ones and unintentional. That was a fucking horrible movie. That's when I was listening to a murder podcast in the middle of it. I just got out my headphones.
Also, I'm glad you said that, Sissies. Just because a lot of you are messaging me about Date with Dateline. They were on a podcast episode.
I think not.
And they talked about frogging or fogging, like when
frogging
when people live.
No, frogging.
Frogging. And yes, I know one of the stories is about Ardmore, Oklahoma. So I need to listen to it, but I have.
You know what it happened? You're literally like, someone's like hiding in your house and living there.
Which to me is
terrifying.
I'm going to listen to it and then ask my brother about it, you know, because he is a volunteer sheriff. So
how do you be a volunteer sheriff?
Because a lot of people have volunteer sheriff and volunteer firefighter because their city governments can't afford to pay a full staff.
But like sheriff is a position.
My brother like goes on patrols and does. He's a county sheriff. He's not a.
Oh, okay. It's not city. Okay.
Got it. He's county. Yeah.
I see.
Anyway, speaking of Oklahoma nonsense that nobody gives a shit about, be sure to listen to me on Laura Tremaine's show, which is actually people do give a shit about. 10 things I hate about, 10 things I have to tell you. Laura Tremaine, listen to that episode.
Laura
Tremaine. The subject was it was kind of that got us off going besides Oklahoma was talking about Why do women who, especially like really intelligent women that I know, we all love housewife shows and reality TV. So it was kind of that discussion.
That's a great discussion.
It was. She invited me.
You're all broken.
In the middle of it. Wow. In the middle of it, I thought I should have invited Poodle, but you can't cuss on her podcast. So
she needs to rework that.
It's not Poodle's strong suit.
It's like date with Dateline. They don't curse on theirs.
Yeah.
And every time we talk to them, I'm just like, why do I want to scream fuck at the top of my lungs? anytime I can't do something, I really, 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 really want to do it.
It's true. It's
think about sex in church.
I do. I like that, though.
The dirtiest things, dirtiest fantasies I've ever had were in church.
That's true. But in my defense, there was a man in a loincloth naked with a really amazing body in front of me.
and a priest in a dress.
Pretty much.
No wonder you were confused.
I know. Can't wait to go see the Vatican in 2 weeks. All right.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm leaving you. Go ahead. You're manning the ship by yourself.
Hey, sometimes someone's got to pick up the slack.
Maybe I'll bring you back a man from Italy.
It's just, what is this, your third vacation this year?
My first in 4 years.
Well, one was, I think, a fat farm, right? What do they call those now? You got stuff sucked out. And then the other was quote unquote recovery from surgery, which I consider a vacation. Still, we're on the show.
Yeah, just walking around with my drains. That was a vacation. Yeah.
And this is, I don't even know what this is. I'm not even sure. You're gone so long, you may as well not come back.
May as well.
Anyway, hopefully you don't get it set upon by gypsy children.
Let's hope not.
Or Roma children, I guess we should say.
Roma, I think it's Roma children now. Y'all be sure to listen to our last week we were on with Chad and Lizzie from Game of Roses. Be sure to listen to that. Hopefully we have some more collabs coming from you. We will tell you that I was just texting with Ronnie. We haven't decided yet, but we are very excited for our holiday spectacular this year.
Our holiday, there are some strong contenders. I'm almost afraid to say them.
No, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
But we're also talking about holiday programming.
So anyway. Yeah. All right.
Any other announcements? Oh, Bi Curious.
It already happened.
Never mind. It already aired. I think it actually dropped on Saturday.
Yeah, it's already, literally, we've already recorded
it. Thanks for voting. If you didn't vote, thanks for nothing. I think I can tell you who's going to win.
But per tick, who do you think's going to win? What show do we cover?
That's dumb. Why should I predict? I can just tell you who's in the lead. And unless there's a... You know, this is just like speaking into a void.
It's already happened.
Listen to our Bi-Curious episode on the House of Villains. I'll tell you that now because it's in the lead.
Okay, well.
And if something last minute comes from behind, I'm a liar.
Well, never mind. You never know. From the behind, it could be, help!
You know what? I really, I just wanted to say, help! I'm in a secret relationship. Help!
The first one's about gay ghost.
Oh, and then Living for the Dead.
The gay ghost.
I kind of really wanted that because I wanted to scare you.
They're going to do House. I'm predicting they picked House of Villains.
They picked House of Villains. Yeah, that's remarkably in the lead right now.
All right, y'all. Thanks for joining us on our YouTube Live this week on Sunday. Oh man.
We had a blast.
Oh, it was so
YouTube
much
Live.
Yes, our YouTube Live. Thank you so much for that.
Wasn't it great when I just like pulled my dick out?
Yeah, that was super. Super when we recorded that on November 11th, which wasn't 2 days from now. Or the 12th, actually. Sorry, 12th. November 11th is Grandma Hazel's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Makes
what should
sense
we celebrate?
She's a Scorpio.
Eat some
chili.
Yeah,
chili
fucking
can.
Does.
Yeah, right.
It really fucking does. A chili can is the mascot of most Scorpios.
It is.
Just carrying that shit around for when you need to kick someone's ass.
Yeah, exactly. I should get his chili can tattoo to remember my grandma. I'm not.
No, you shouldn't do that.
All right, let's move on. Who we talk about first?
Annalie. I'm going to always say Annalie because it looks like Denali, like the mountain formerly Mount McKinley.
It does. Where are my Clayton and Annalie? Okay, there they are.
Annalie.
I wrote 20, but no, he's 30, right?
Oh, he's in his 30s, yeah.
He's 30 and she's 26.
Why are you doing the ages? We don't do those past
well,
the first time.
I'm just reminding people. It's the first time with you.
That's true. Y'all, I'm so sorry I missed Closet Mom's debut. And I will say there was nothing better than I think she's like, is there going to be enough room for me? I'm a little worried. And then Closet Mom at the same thing just like, shoves another box of expired cereal bars into her storage unit.
That was fantastic.
I'm kind of thinking that Miss Clayton is a little deluded, delulu about his mother's hoarding. Because it's a problem.
It's a problem.
As soon as Annalie walked in, she's like, well, on first thing when I walked in, there's shit everywhere.
There's shit everywhere. I'm not going to mention that today.
Not like in my house where my mother would walk in and goes, boys, why is there shit everywhere? There's just shit everywhere. My mother would never allow this kind of clutter. Oh, she would lose her mind.
I've seen your mother clean your apartment when you were in a coma. She was nuts, and it wasn't even that bad. It was, she was.
She hates clutter.
Nuts about it. And she hates clutter, but also she was so, the amount of Clorox bleach wipes we wiped down your place because she was so afraid you would come back and get the flu again. It was crazy.
God bless her.
God bless her. She's a good mom. All right. So they, she actually flew into Miami. And so she, Miami, she's already there. So he doesn't have to worry about her not getting the country. So, but he's packing up and she's getting ready to be there. And Clayton, I actually so far, God, I'm going to regret it. And because you know what I'm going to say, I seem to like Clayton. He just seems like a really likable nerd.
I'm completely indifferent. Michelle and I from Michelle from Bloody Day says, when she was talking about something, when someone looks at her and she's like Grizzly Man, the Werner Herzog documentary, when she's like, the indifferent stare of hunger. Talking about how a wild animal looks at someone. And that's how Annalie looked at these guinea pigs. I'm a little worried, y'all. She keeps threatening to eat one if he doesn't behave.
She does.
Maybe it's, I don't know, but I think it's funny because, and he had a good comeback. He's like, you'd have to learn to cook first. I was like, burn!
But he was funny. He was really funny.
They're the kind of couple that could be a hat trick. You don't think things will work out. Or she's going to go home like week 5 because she won't be able to handle the clutter.
Yeah.
Closet mom will have Cheetos coming out of the closet and it'll be over. Y'all, he's getting her an alpaca and flowers. Don't really.
These are the nicest 90-day flowers anyone's ever bought, by the way.
They're definitely not grocery store flowers. These are florist flowers, I believe. And he's cautioning his mother. She's like, I'm working on my Spanish. She just says, hola. And he's like, just don't talk loud to her like she's a child. I don't think we've ever heard someone caution someone like that before.
It was smart.
And
my mother would be terrible. She'd go,
how
are you?
I thought that was a really interesting kind of like pre
thoughtful thing.
A really thoughtful thing. Also, he knew Annalie would say, why is your mother talking to me like I'm a child? Because y'all, Annalie keeps it real.
She keeps it real.
Okay. So he's never bought anyone flowers before. This is someone, I think he's had girlfriends before, but I don't know if he's had that many.
I don't think he has. No.
But he is wearing a t-shirt.
He reminds me of somebody who probably spent a lot of time in front of a computer screen and didn't really see a lot of actual human people.
That's true. He got a t-shirt of them, a la Zied, and he's going to wear it there.
And it says, if you aren't sure that they're a nerd, it says in Spanish,
I love you
to infinity.
Anyway.
Love you 3000, but still. That's like, it feels so nerdy. That's what
reminded me of. I don't know what love you 3000 means.
People are screaming.
I don't know what that means.
It's from Marvel's Endgame. Did you not see any of that?
I did, but I don't remember every line verbatim.
That's kind of how it ends. I don't want to say spoiler alert for people that haven't seen it, but I feel like everybody's seen it.
The title is Endgame. It's pretty obvious what happens.
When Iron Man dies.
Did I see that one? I forget all Marvel movies as soon as I see them.
I'm excited for the Marvels. Ugh, it comes out tonight.
It's like I forgot every single Harry Potter movie as soon as I saw it. Like if you tell me that, you could tell me the plot and I'd be like, did I see that movie? And I'm like, no, I've completely forgotten it. Anyway, y'all, he is crying like a baby. And it's kind of sweet, but also I'm kind of like, that's a little crying is okay. The sobbing, not so much.
Well, back it up. Imagine you're living in your one-bedroom apartment and Mother Poodle is living in your walk-in closet.
First of all, that would never happen.
I think you would be sobbing.
That would never happen in the never of nevers of Neverland.
Yes, I think you would be so happy that someone's actually there, you would sob beside your mother.
All the nevers, nevers of Neverland. Blah, 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 blah.
God, Jaybird's gem mold in this closet kind of smells. I don't need the bed. That's for you. You're my son.
Closet mom is in a class of her own.
I actually think he's just nerdy. I don't think there's anything that extraordinary about him. If it wasn't for closet mom, I don't think he would be on the show.
Maybe, right. He gets her a mug that talks about guinea pigs and it says, "We're not food."
It was cute. It was funny. One of the more sweet meetings.
I think this woman's got a spine on her. And it's going to be interesting to see. So later on, they're driving down the highway.
And
she's seeing a lot of fields.
Don't look back because you're going to see your mom in a closet.
It's her bedroom. We've been doing that. I miss her.
I miss Mother
we
so
need
badly.
Mother to come back.
We do. Let's manifest. Next time you're having sex, can you manifest Mother when you come? You would probably start
2024.
You probably, when you were coming, would start saying smothered quotes.
Smothered.
Depression! Sorry.
Jared! Oh. Oh, God. That show needs to come back in January of 2024.
That should be when it comes, yeah.
Did it air this year?
I think so. Yeah, I think.
The season was horrible.
It aired.
By the way, did not
air this year.
I was going to say it. I don't aired, think Smothered aired.
There was no Smothered for 2023. It originally aired in October of 2022.
I said something. I think it was on Toe, and y'all. It basically put a ripple in the space-time continuum.
Great.
Of people trying to say, and I said, remember Julio and Kirsten? Mm. And you went, who's that? And they were like, they kind of pieced out early on Toe this season. And some people in the Patreon comments like, no, they were last season. And people had to say,
have a toe and a toe.
People had to say, no, they were this season.
They were this season.
That's just been so long. Every month weirdly passes like it's a week and then lasts for 3 months in the same way. That's the way we live now. It's very strange.
What? Where am I?
Who cares?
All right.
Anyway, so he's worried that she's going to freak because she's a very organized person. And then she walks in and closet mom says, "Te amo." And I was like, that is so sweet.
It was sweet. And she says, "You are more beautiful in person."
Closet mom is so country. I love her.
She says,
anyway,
we'll see. We don't, what she does, she doesn't seem to get very like screamy or anything like that or violent. So she just says, "I'm seeing his face and I can tell he's really happy." Cut to meeting baby pig.
Here's the pigs. And Annalise says, the whole apartment is basically used for the pets. they have all this space, but there's no table, no coffee table, no couch. And she went, they're doing things backwards. I agree. I'll go into people's homes and all I'll see is things for animals. And yeah. Sometimes I'll go like, I'm not going to move on from shit talking people who value their pets. Cause you do what you want to, but sometimes you walk in and like, all you see is a dog's crate and their apartment is a studio and the dog crate takes up sissies half the space.
Sissies are going to come for you because I know we got
come for
some
me.
Dogs.
Izzy. Come for me. Come for me with your, come for me with your,
come for me.
Listen, come for me with your like 4 foot by 5 foot dog crate in your 300 space studio apartment. Come for me.
I bet you there's a lot of sissies with multitude of cat trees in their living room.
Cat trees could be considered furniture in a weird way.
I don't think so.
But I'm saying a crate, what the guinea pigs have to play in is this guinea pig wonderland that is just sitting on the floor that never moves, apparently.
It's a lot.
They don't need, these people do not need to have two chihuahuas, two guinea pigs, and a mother in the closet.
Don't they have dog? Chihuahuas. Sorry,
two chihuahuas, which are obese.
And look angry.
I feel like the animals seem to be quite overfed as well. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm an expert on,
you are
on
an expert.
Animals. To me, they look overfed.
Annalise, like, I don't know what to say. And she looks and she said, I like the apartment. It's small, like you.
That's actually was about his bedroom. But it was a weird thing to say.
It's a weird thing to say.
And she does. Then she says, she's like, my house in Peru is a lot bigger than this one. I can't demand more from him.
For now. Okay. Clayton's like, it's bedtime. We're going to go to bed and we're going to get sexy. Let me pull out my Rubik's Cube.
I'm so glad you clocked that.
I thought it was going to be like lube or like,
I was like, is he
going to
pop? Is he going to pop that off and it's lube? I think that's like his version of a fidget spinner, though. When he gets nervous. But y'all, when he brought out that fucking Rubik's Cube, I fell out.
I died. That's actually a really smart thing to calm yourself at night.
I don't have one of...
Because it's not your phone. It's like when people play games, like Barbara Streisand, who plays games at night on her phone in the dark before she goes to bed.
Everyone does.
I know, but Barbara Streisand does it too.
I was going to say, I got a lot of stuff in my nightstand. I do not have a Rubik's Cube.
Shockingly.
I may have to add that.
You should.
There's something you can do with a Rubik's Cube.
Just when a guy pulls out, he says, what's this? Don't you want to know?
Gotta get all the red in the same place.
Yeah.
You can't come until you figure out the Rubik's Cube.
Guess what? It all goes in the pink. Gotta do it in 12 seconds.
Get it out.
You're twisting wrong.
You gotta fish it out.
Wow.
That's our Ambi submission.
There you go. See you in Los Angeles at the Ambi Awards.
We're never winning anything like that.
You said you can submit. I should look up. I'll submit us.
What if it would have to be something one? Like I would prefer something like just filthy dirty to be a submission.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna put it on my thing.
Yeah, I don't think we do a lot of what I would call, I don't know, quality programming that should be rewarded.
I'm fine with it. I want an award.
Anyway, definitely Ambi.
They go to bed, and y'all, she puts a bear in the middle of the bed and looks at him and says, ain't happening. And puts him in the corner. And
not at this. She basically says, he's like, I normally sleep on this side. She's like, not anymore.
Not anymore. And so
I love this woman. They're gonna him how it's going to be.
Yeah, they're going to change this bed, which sucks because his bedroom is so small. They're going to change this configuration real quick.
Anyway, and he's like, so no more nookie and no nookie tonight. And she just kind of looks, she's like, good night. And y'all, he's like, I guess it can be a little hard with your mother sharing a wall in the closet. He's like, I don't know, but you can like put on some music. This is the biggest cock block ever. Could you have sex with someone with your mother in the apartment? In the apartment was so small. I could not do it. I could not. I don't think I could get an erection. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, because I've done it.
What? In that small of a place?
No, not, but in a house.
That's different. This is not a house. This is a tiny one-bedroom apartment.
Okay, I'm gonna say I still would, because I'm gonna go ahead and close your eyes.
I don't want to do this.
Just imagine you're in a one bedroom apartment in Paces Crossing, and your mom's sleeping in your closet.
Again, that would not happen in the Nevers of Neverland.
So your mom's a closet in the other room, in the living room.
Yeah.
And you have a boyfriend, this beautiful man that has come from Colombia. Somebody who is 90 Day Fiance. No, I'm not done yet. It's not the first night you say I can't have sex. The second night you say I can't have sex. The third night you say I can't have sex. How are you feeling by the fourth night of not fucking that Colombian dick in your apartment?
I think I'd send my mother out on a scavenger hunt to... I'd get her out of the fucking house.
Your mother twisted her leg and she can't move out of the room.
Could we drug her?
You could put an Ambien in her Diet Coke, yes.
That's the only way. She can't be conscious.
So even after a week, because look, she's not going to fuck him in a car. She's not going to fuck him in a bar. So where are they going to have sex? Cause you could just go fuck in the car.
Yeah.
But imagine mother's never leaving. And this is a person in your bed. After a while, piano cat's kicking in.
She would just need to go to Starbucks. I would tell closet mom, go clip your coupons, go get something else for your hoarders episode. Get the fuck out of here so I can get dirty. I can get guinea pig with it and make my guinea pig sounds.
Do you have certain calls that mean something like guinea pigs, poodle, the way Clayton said?
You know, I didn't think that was as weird as a lot of people.
I think
that is someone just talking about something they're really interested in.
Yes.
And,
do you know who he reminds me of?
Who?
He reminds me
of,
yes, it's Gildo Swaggins. Yes, some people reference me as a nerd, but I feel like this lad reminds me of Trevor Brandybuck, a hobbit down on the lower end of the Shire, a great lad, very hairy feet, and often smelled of port.
Jared, your chicken nuggets are still in the air fryer. You need to come get them, or I'm throwing them away.
Mom, I'm making friends, Mom, for once. Go back to your closet.
That's who he reminds me of.
That's pretty accurate, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Are we ready to move on to Nikki and Justin / Igor?
Yes.
How much longer are we going to do this? Just, that was so existential. Like, how much longer are we going to do this life? How much longer are we going to do this podcast? How much longer are we going to, how much longer are we going to do Nikki and Justin? Like, what, how much longer are we going to be in Moldova?
Well, as I could say, it's not going to be much longer to Aunt Peggy. You know, she's just said, the rapture's coming, honey. I can feel it. I said, okay. God's been telling me.
It gives me anything to me says the world's not ending when people in Ohio actually wake up and vote for female body autonomy. That's all I've got to say.
You know what? Say it on the public show, Poodle. Say it.
What? I did.
No, you just said people in Ohio, but what do you want to say to Ohio?
Shout
today?
Out to Ohio.
There didn't know you
on Tuesday.
Shout out to Ohio.
This is your one good thing you did right this year. And you legalized pot. It's good for you there.
That'll be great when we go to a live show there.
Yeah. Columbus is just going to be one big city of head shops.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, what I was asking about, I'm over this. I'm over the pretense of it.
It feels like we're beating the deadest horse.
And maybe, and I'm sure you guys talked about this, but what she has a problem with him, and I think it is incredibly short-sighted of her to say, well, he never had a problem with going down on me when he didn't know I was trans, and now he has a problem with it. And I'm just like, you know, I'm it's just like a woman, and all I can think of is, for some people, maybe he doesn't see, maybe his idea, I know that you, for you, obviously that is an important thing about your transition. You wanted to be indistinguishable from being a woman, and you were stealthing, and so it's a thing. He may have a different idea about what it is to be with a trans woman, and he doesn't see you as the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't even consider that idea. She can't even fathom it.
Well, she acts as if he has any type of uncomfortability or if he has any type of relationship with her trans identity, that is like... That is in some way discriminatory or oppressive, or right. He's wrong for doing it. And when actually I feel like that's not the case at all. I also think we talked a little bit last week. We talked about kind of what you and I have said about her, like at least with this. She's making a valid point, we think, with this sex thing. But I think we're finding in this episode, and you feel for her a little bit, because you can, but then at the same time, this is a little, but it's never enough for her. And I think I said, or you said, one of us said, it seems like some, oh, I said, when the way she told him about her transness before, or being trans before.
Her trans identity, yeah.
Trans identity before is she weaponized it in the middle of a fight. And I still think she's weaponizing that in a way, because when they wake up in the morning and she, like, I think... Just therapist brain, putting the pieces together of this person, they've gone through a lot of trauma. We find out later that they were doing sex work to make money with the body dysmorphia. I guarantee they did drugs, so they have an addict personality.
Nikki,
I guarantee Nikki is a sex addict. I guarantee you she's a sex addict. And so that kind of, so now we're learning, oh, it's not that you want sex all the time. It's after you just get dick down the morning after, you're saying, weaponizing your
it
hormones.
Wasn't enough.
Like saying, my hormones are crazy, so that's the reason it's crazy. And I went, no. You are not putting any of this guy's needs in any type of realm of your own. Like your needs have to supersede everything.
And it's also that she says, you know, I do things for you. What the last thing we want to do here is trivialize trans bodies. But there's a lot of talk about it this season.
There's a lot of talk about it.
But what she is saying is, what she's saying is, I go down on you. You don't go down on me.
Mm-hmm.
But in a million years, she can't fathom why that may be hard for him, because the way she revealed herself as trans was weaponized and tweaked so much inner homophobia in him. And she doesn't even give a thought to that.
She doesn't. She also, and it's her process, but what pangs me a little bit when I know people in middle America are watching this, and this might be their first or few instances of ever seeing someone trans. I mean, so, and it's not TLC's job to have the best representation. And I don't want to say best and worst. This is just Nikki and who she is. What I don't love though, is that, and we see it later in this episode, when you get to the trans conversation, especially in this country right now, it's completely about their bodies. And that's what makes someone trans. Mm-hmm. There's not this idea of the trans soul, the trans person,
the person inside the body.
It's because sometimes there's people that are trans that don't have all the surgeries.
Right.
Because just saying that feeling in their soul. And I felt like with Chloe, we got much more of a, and with
Cleo.
Gabe. Cleo, I'm sorry. With Cleo and Gabe, we get much more about, we just get to
Who's
know them
the person?
As a person. Who is the person? And Nikki.
A person who is trans. Yeah.
Bless Nikki's heart. She has so much body dysmorphia and it has this obsession. I mean, she was on Botched. She has this obsession with her body. It's she's the only part of her she feels comfortable sharing on camera is her body. And that is sad for me.
I agree. And I think that's why
Justin says she's so sweet and she's so nice. And maybe she is this really beautiful person. We're not seeing it because you can't stop talking about your anatomy.
And we can't see it also because in the moment, you're literally digging at him and you're reprimanding him and you say things like, bye, little child.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When I have trans friends that they're trying to fight against people talking about their bodies constantly.
Yeah. So. So later on, he says something when they're still in bed. And he said, I don't have a lot of experience. And what he is trying to tell her and what she's thinking, she's like, "What? Oh, come on." What she's thinking he's saying is he hasn't slept with a lot of women. What he's saying is, I haven't slept with a lot of trans women.
Yeah.
Which for some in a lot of fetishized society, especially the fetish for trans women, that's a thing for straight men that you can like have sex with a trans woman. And that's like it's a fetish because you're seeing it as a woman. You're seeing a trans person as a woman. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she's giving into that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's only wanting to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't understand that he may have a different perspective.
Yeah.
And she's going to call it transphobic, if so.
Yeah, I don't think she's seeing his perspective at all. It's very controlling, actually.
Yeah. And later on, we're going to meet his friends, Sasha, Roxy, Sergey, and Yvonne. All names you can pick to play in Tetris.
It's true. I haven't seen that movie. I think that came out. There's like a thing about that with the guy who played Elton John, Taron Egerton.
Oh, I love him. Have you ever seen him like even before he did Rocket Man? He like sang. He did, was like did like Les Mis and stuff like that. He's so talented. Oh yeah,
he's hot.
Have you seen, you probably haven't seen it, but Grant Gustin got cast as the lead in Like Water for Elephants.
I did see that.
And he can sing. He can really sing.
Oh, no. They did a Flash musical episode.
I saw it. But with that, you never know how much they're
auto-tuning and all that kind of stuff.
But he was in the studio and he sounded
good. Well, you forget he was on Glee.
That's right.
Which...
He was the gay one.
There's so much auto-tuning.
The one.
No, you forgot that he was on Glee because, y'all, even though we were older, when you saw that, again, when he and what's his name? Darren
Lane.
Criss.
Yeah.
Sang that fucking
Was it Teenage Dream?
Hazel Sister, Teenage. When they say Teenage Dream about gay love, that song awakened like a little, like a 13-year-old gay Matthew that just wanted to dance around and going, love, love.
Anyway, so they're meeting the friends. She kind of, Roxy, her friend says, his friend says, we're kind of surprised by his choice. Nikki isn't the standard woman you find in Moldova. She's very friendly. I think the friends were very kind, especially
I thought
so too. The woman, Roxy. Later on, she says, it's very different. She's like, but now we're together and we're back together.
Are you
together
talking about when they go to the bar?
Or right before that, though. But she says,
oh, okay.
You know, we're back together now under different circumstances. And she says, but he knows the truth now. And there's something about this that feels, that demands for him to consistently approve of her identity in front of his friends.
I think it's farther than that. I think it's like her stage of coming out. She's not fully gone to that.
Right. This woman's in her 40s.
Yeah. It's like when, because I do remember when that part of stage of coming out when I was like, hi, I'm gay. If you don't like it, fuck off. I'm queer here. You get used to it. And not everyone has that stage, but I did. And I think for her, it's not just about, you're right. Well, I agree with what you just said with him. She wants him to defend her and all, but she also wants to basically say to everybody else, like, yeah, I'm trans. You got a problem with it? Fuck off. It's just, and again,
especially in Moldova.
Well, it's not that you don't see who she is.
Right.
You just see that.
You see
this is coming from two gay men who have a show called Reality Gays.
I don't see the problem. Then there's this thing about, it's almost also that she's practiced her story so much in her head that like she's like, you know, my family kicked me out. I was on the streets. I was homeless. I was hooked on drugs. I had to prostitute myself. And I went, this is a lot for people you don't even know.
I'm not saying don't share your truth, but it is not. It's
you have
trauma
no emotional
dumping
currency.
On the first time.
You have no emotional currency with any of these people.
It all goes back to she feels like so shit about herself. She's like says, I'm going to tell you all the worst stuff about me. So then you'll push me away now.
Yeah. But she says later on, I'm going to go talk to Roxy. And I'm going to expect her Gidget. I don't know if that was intentional. Or she really thinks it's Inspector Gidget. So Sally Field.
Sally. That's
Inspector
what I
Gidget.
Thought, that's what I thought of Sally.
With her surfboard.
Holding a magnifying glass.
Yep.
And a Sherlock Holmes hat.
Gidget, woo. go into the clam bake later. Can't yet. I got to solve the mystery. She goes off and talks to Roxy.
And I wrote... Thanks for being American and just immediately saying, so Justin doesn't like to have a lot of sex. And you see Rocky's face go.
Roxy's.
Why did I say?
Rocky.
Rocky. Oh, you see Roxy's face go. Oh.
Well, because she says, so this is what we're going to talk like?
Exactly.
Okay.
We don't
and then she,
probably
then she
do
says,
this here.
Do people in this region like not go down on girls? Not like eat a girl's box? And she's like, no, of course, we do that here.
We do that would you like another Sauvignon?
Right.
Blanc?
And later on, the men, and I don't want to go talk about this too much, but they actually ask. And I think this is very straight male behavior, especially in Moldova, to ask, you know, about her body
her parts. I appreciate that. Igor Justin's reaction kind of was like, why do you,
it's, you know, and later on, then they even asked, does she act like a man in bed? And he even said sometimes that throws me. And he said, women are usually generally submissive in this country. And it's so interesting to talk about, because he's never lived anywhere else. And I can understand this is not something she wants forever. She doesn't want this kind of sex life and this kind of communication. But can they work on it in a way that doesn't feel like she's saying, change now, because this is the way I want you to be. This is the way I am. And you need to get with it now. We're going to fix our problems. You're going to be the way I want you to be. Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, I mean,
instead of a gradual working through of communicating what he feels like, because their communication might be the worst this season. They might be the worst.
And she has no patience.
Yeah.
They're worse than who?
Ashley and Manuel.
They are.
Yeah.
Because they can fuck it out, and they're not doing that.
Yeah, I would rather not see this couple anymore. It doesn't do, not that the producers have any obligation to tell trans stories. I mean, although I'm glad they are, but this is not good. This is not going to go well for her. And like you're right. Like you said, I wish there was more of a focus on who this person is instead of her body. And
I think that's actually not a product of the producers. It's a product of Nikki.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah. All right.
Devin and Nick.
Ooh, nothing. Nothing says meet the parents like just silently sobbing for 30 minutes while they're
I gotta say,
food.
This woman was not ready for a Korean mother-in-law.
No, no.
You just need to go talk to the other Devin.
Ooh. Devin, you in danger, girl. You failed.
And here's the thing. I don't know if Nick was really helpful. Because he's kind of got, he's a little unaware of, seems to be unaware of how she's feeling. Later on, they meet, I'm going to butcher these names.
Gunja is the mom.
Gunja and Deok, or Deok.
But I actually thought his mom is beautiful. I actually thought, and she says to Devin, she says, you are beautiful.
Yeah, I don't think what got Devin is when
and
she said,
you look pretty and skinny.
and sorry, he calls her piggy.
What got Devin?
What got her was the mom saying, I'm really gonna miss my son. And I get it, but would Devin have rather her not say anything?
I don't think Devin can tolerate.
She needs to toughen up if she's going to have a Korean mother-in-law.
Yeah, and be on this show.
And at one point, the mom goes, "Why is she crying? Is this something Americans do?"
Like, I don't. How's this woman going to be on a tell-all?
Like, I'm not. Even, she's like, I haven't even gone in yet.
No,
and the bitch is crying.
She can't even. Tell her she has lipstick on her teeth.
That was nice. She's like, you got something on your teeth, honey. Right there. Right there. Even you could tell she was so nervous because the sister says, do you know any Korean words? And Nick's like, yeah, we practiced some. And she was so nervous she couldn't even get any out.
She couldn't even do it. Yeah, she was.
I think we know exactly why they started with Nick in this storyline.
Yes, and why they waited longer to do it, because I don't think...
There's not a lot of story here.
I think they're fine. I think he's going to come to America, and they're going to get married and all of that, but there is not much.
In a little bit, I think she did some kind of interview where she was talking to someone. She talked about she had to actually binge drink to get through filming because
she was so nervous.
She was so nervous.
That's horrible.
I know. Both of us will be naturals on a reality show filming.
Oh.
Perfect. I've been drinking life. I don't need to do it on camera.
I would love to play like somebody's bitchy bitchy neighbor or something on a reality show.
We were made for this.
We were.
Anyway, so y'all, that's when she starts to cry. And the good thing is Nick is explaining she feels bad. And Mom, though, finally says, you know, I hope you will call me if you're going through anything. And I wish you a very happy marriage. And we clap. We fast clap. And they're walking away, and Nick says, yeah, your tears helped. Your tears helped.
He's funny. He's a showman. He's likable.
Yeah. The greatest showman.
Mom did like to touch her face. It was sweet. So we'll see. Do we think they're going to be okay? Sure. Do we think they're going to be entertaining?
He's much more better TV than she is. I just don't feel like she knows what to do.
No, she doesn't.
Her and her bird-like face, they just again, kind of, she just kind of.
She reminds me of a young Meryl Streep to me.
Without any of the charisma. Or the uniqueness. No. Or the nerve.
Did you ever watch Only Murders in the Building?
I'm not caught up on this season yet, but I've finished yet. I know this season is when she's on it. Yeah, I'm aware.
I'm actually just finishing it still. I'm not still, so no support.
People talk about how great Paul Rudd is too on this season.
Everybody, I love that show. I'm so glad we can finally talk about shit. Goodness.
What do you mean?
So glad, again, we are so grateful for that the SAG strike is over because we are a SAG podcast. We are SAG podcast. We are Union Strong.
Union Strong.
All right,
work. Good for auto workers too.
Did they settle too?
A long time ago.
Oh, I missed that.
You're just out of all news.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's been busy because Uniroyal is closing in Ardmore and people are real upset about it.
Yeah, I guarantee you that plant's not unionized.
Probably not. All right, everybody. That's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com. If you wanted to listen to the show ad-free, you can just subscribe to the $8 tier on RG Plus, either on Apple subscriptions. It's very easy to do if you're not a tech person, Supercast or Patreon. We appreciate y'all very much. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
And if you've ever looked at a Rubik's Cube and said, how can I use this for sex? Call us.